This is temporary. At least, I hope it's temporary. But for the moment, I have kind of fallen off wanting to see streaming series. Series where you have 9 to 12 episodes with top quality stars, top quality writing, but it's 9 to 12 episodes to tell a story. I just somehow have hit a number, a point, a feeling where I've had enough. And if there were visions of me going back decades, they would be shocked that I would ever hit any moment where I would say, I'm good, I have enough. Boy, I hope it goes away. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Daniel Boyd, Jeff Atwood, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I have talked countless times about my early youth when I found myself following the path that many children do, growing into the world, growing into themselves, depending on certain foundational aspects, your parents, your school, your chosen friends, and then losing it. Not in a completely terrible, unsupervised way, but with the event of divorce and moving to different locations and upending things that I thought at that age were immutable, I seem to have internalized a sense that everything is impermanent and everything is going to go away, sooner or later. Now, I still believe that. I'm pretty sure everything is going to go away, and everything is changing, and the swirling miasma of daily life is a ever-rotating, ever-modifying experience that's never the same one twice, day to day, week to week, year to year. But part of that has been encountering collections of created media and created works and created products and having an urge to get all of them, to see the full run, the full spectrum, the beginning, middle, and end of the production run of a thing. Whether it's a television show I caught in snatches in my teens, playing a bunch of games that I saw on shelves but never had the chance to play as a youth, or sitting down and watching a 14-episode animated series created just a few months ago and covering things as they are happening. There's this overarching theme of wanting to be on top of this pile of gold, of items denied me. Not even necessarily items I deserved or items I was promised, but just things I missed. Places and things and people that were in my mind, in my vision, and then gone forever. But somewhere along the line, I've turned a corner. I have so many things that pass through my fingers as part of my work. So many large compilations of materials to go through, or where somebody themselves feels like gathering 100 of something and making it available to others, that I've maybe worked that out. I have memories of going in Japan and walking through a manga store where I went through floor after floor of work, realizing each one was a hundreds of pages epic, telling a story, and that these different shelves of all different styles went on essentially forever. Even if I was to start at one corner and have the time and the range to go through everything there, never be bothered, and just ingest the works, I wouldn't be able to get halfway through a shelf. There's just so many things being made now, or have been made, or can be referenced. experienced. And it works along every medium, movies and music and books and pamphlets, catalogs and comic books, that mostly I find myself riding above it, surfing it like a wave, looking in at a few pages to see a style, and then moving on. Now, I know about Sturgeon's Law, and that most of it is going to be, well, just not that great, that it's going to be pretty disposable, and that it would be in my best interest to focus on the ones that everybody says are the best. This brings up a syndrome that people talk about, and that I can definitely attest to. You have a friend, and the friend says, "I want to watch anime." And you say, "Great." And you can tell they're not invested, they just heard they should watch it. So you give them the top shelf of the top shelf. You give them something like Cowboy Bebop, this emotional work that goes in so many directions. And then they try it and they say, "That was pretty amazing. That was really great. What else do you have?" And within a very short time, you've kind of blown through that level, because that genre, that medium, is not designed to produce at that level all the time. No medium is. Not presentation styles, not short films, animated films, not books, definitely not magazines. You have all of these pieces of media to which a certain degree are universally beloved, or at least highly rated by others. But then it's going to be so difficult for that person to find value among the pile. I acknowledge that I am weird. There are definitely cases in my past where I would experience something that was pretty good, something in the middle, and I would go on and devour it for weeks on end. Every single thing adjacent to the work I liked, along with writings and essays and frequently asked questions about that item. The production schedule, the people who were behind it, the actors they chose, and I would learn all about it. So for something like Fooly Cooly, which is only 6 episodes of anime, I know books worth about that series, what led to it, what it was about, and what it was designed to be, which some people say was mostly a technical test. Could they use all of these techniques they'd been working on, and in doing so, they made the amount of episodes they could make extremely small. The same thing for books. There are some books that have just a life-changing feel to them. You read what this person says, and you come out differently. I'm not even going to list them, because that is such a personal experience, but there are books on my shelf that I've kept around for that reason. I have loved the influence they've had. And when I was younger, I would devour books from every direction. But as I've gotten older, I skim through books. I will go through a book relatively quickly, trying to get the gist of it, trying to understand where it's going, because I'm devouring all of these other media, TikToks and YouTube videos, blog posts and tweets and whatever else people are creating, and I use those to synthesize my worldview or to be made aware of things relevant to myself. And somewhere in there, I used to watch a lot of television. I used to watch a lot of movies, and something has changed in the way these television series are made. They are very rarely created with a sense of being their own bottle episodes, the kind of episodes where the plot begins, goes on, and ends in that one episode, and there may be references to others, but you can be quite fine with just what you've seen. Now they've started to feel like 14-hour movies. They have a beginning where we learn about the people involved and their interactions. We have a middle where people come into contact with a whole bunch of conflicts or self-realizations. And then we have the end, where the person uses everything they've learned up to that point to overcome previously unsurmountable problems that they can do now because they've grown as a character. Boy, I've seen that show, I've seen that 14-hour movie way too much. And let's get this out of the way. The production values of the modern era are incredible. My experiences with cameras over the years and seeing how well things are put together now, how much software can do all of these exciting transformations, modifications, and improvements to the video signal, to the sound environment, to just the interaction of the different shots and performers. I mean, it's breathtaking. It's really, honestly, a whole new world. But it's almost a world that's begun to pass me by. Perhaps I'm just seeing the graying tendrils of getting older. Maybe I have experienced a bunch of works that have affected me personally, and I'm just somehow full. But something's different. We shouldn't really ascribe to the world something that is us. Right now, there are people who are young and devouring modern media, and it is defining their character. It is giving them touchstones, talismans, and references they will have for the rest of their life. They will bond with people by shouting them in a bar and having others respond. They will find their friends based on who saw these shows or who went to this event or who became part of this community or fandom. I get it. I totally get it. But myself, I don't know how many more of those I still have in me. A lot of this I come to from the point of view of a creator, of somebody who has a message they want to get across, who thinks about what will attract the most people without compromising the message, and what technical approach is best for what we want to get done. It's been a long time for me to realize that doing the most complicated, the most involved, the most expensive, either in time or money, process is just not necessarily the right one. Maybe you want simple line drawings instead of massive 3D rendered experiences. Maybe you want to do cardboard cutouts instead of vector animations. There's a whole other part of preparing a work that may result in deciding that there's nothing there. There's just no there happening, and that you move on. You've done the work. You've done valid work. But maybe there's nothing to show for it. Where I am now, this may just be a bend in the road, and it may be, for all I know, that something else has really encapsulated, really captured where my interests are. And taking a multi-hour timeout to be told a story I've heard before, provided with excellent backgrounds and excellent acting and directing, just isn't in the cards. It's hard to do back-of-the-napkin calculations, but in my life, I have definitely watched hundreds of thousands of hours of media, passively, actively, in a dark room, as part of a group experience. It's been a part of my life for over half a century. Something has been playing in the background. Some of it is stuff that I've made. Some of it is things made by friends of mine, and some of them just by talented people who I've been lucky enough to track down years later and talk to them and thank them. Closing the circle from a moment of discovery to a moment of reconciliation. And I hope in the future, maybe I will want to veg out, sit on the couch, and absorb everything coming through it. But until then, it's command line actions, boxes of materials, long, beautiful walks talking to people, and maybe living a different kind of life than I've lived before.
This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt.